This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Friday. It's a Meat Friday at that. In case you're wondering, the Traeger grills have been fired up. Chinese barbecue pork over rice, pork and vegetable dumplings. There's one Danette who is very, very excited about Meat Friday.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Todd. Who has it better than we do?
Zero people. Nobody. Nobody.
Wait, you guys okay with the food today?
Oh, yeah. It's just zero people. He jumped the gun.
I mixed it up a little bit.
Just letting Todd have that moment right there.
I appreciate that.
Okay. By the way, the NFL lines, according to DraftKings, Jacksonville getting 8.5, Giants getting 7.5, Bengals getting 5.5, Cowboys getting 4 against the Niners. Mike Golic, Big Mike, Westwood One NFL analyst, and joining us on behalf of DraftKings, a sports podcaster. He will be on the call in the booth, Cowboys-Niners, Westwood One Sunday, kickoff at 6:30 Eastern. Good to see you, Mike. The thing we're overrating about this game and the thing we're underrating about this game?
Well, I think what we're possibly overrating here, well, I don't know if it's overrating to say what Christian McCaffrey is doing, but we might be overrating saying that though I think San Francisco is the better team, there's a lot of people that think this is a team that's going to the Super Bowl. But Dallas played so well last week that but inconsistently throughout the year. I actually did the first game, a couple of their games, the first game against Tampa Bay in week one, which was a horrible game. So I actually think that it's possible that San Francisco could be overrated because winning 11 in a row and Dallas can be a little underrated, even though they played very well last week. So I probably lean there. The guy that's been, and he's finally getting his due. We all said this at the beginning of the season. Let Pollard run the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be the guy over Zeke, but Zeke had been the man for so long. It was almost like you wanted to tiptoe into that and walk on eggshells when it was like, this guy is a proven better home run hitter than Zeke. He had a better year than Zeke. Zeke had all lows in career lows in rushing yards. So I think from an individual standpoint, Pollard has been the underrated one because I think people are afraid to step on the toes of Zeke Elliott when this is a meritocracy, man. You get the job done, you get the job, and Pollard deserves more time on the field.
But I wonder if this has to do with Jerry Jones giving Zeke Elliott that contract extension. And I, at the time, said, why do I want to get a running back like that 5 more years? Like, I got 5, I'll move on. And Pollard was the better running back and has been that home run hitter. So I don't know if that was ego that Jerry's like, no, he's got to play because I don't want to look like I just, you know, wasted money.
Jerry Jones and ego? No, never. That would never happen, Dan. I mean, come on, seriously. Of course it was. I mean, we were all wondering why he was giving everybody in the world a deal instead of Dak Prescott and ends up having given Dak a deal after Dak gets hurt. Sure it was. Yeah. Every owner GM has an ego. We're going to find out what goes on in San Francisco down the road with Trey Lance. You know, John Lynch as a GM, he's a great player, but now as a GM, he doesn't want to be wrong on the fact that they traded up to the number three spot for Trey Lance. They tried to force him in this year, you know, and push Garoppolo aside. And let's be honest, San Francisco is where they are because Jimmy Garoppolo needed shoulder surgery. If he didn't need shoulder surgery, he would have been traded away. He'd have been gone. And Brock Purdy would have had to take over early in the season. We have no idea if he would have played that well early on. So, yeah, going back to Dallas and Zeke, yes, it was an ego of Jerry Jones. But Pollard has proven right now he is the better back in the backfield.
We had Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, on last hour. And he brought up something that I had not heard about Brock Purdy because it's a small sample size. But I said, you know, he get a feeling that you know who Brock Purdy is. He said he talked to a scout who said Brock Purdy had to be the best player on the field every single weekend at Iowa State if they had a chance to win. So it's not like he went in and went, hey, I got an offense around me. I have to be great every single weekend. And I think that philosophy is he's not a game manager. He wants to make plays. He's used to making big plays.
So I called a couple of his games at Iowa State where he set those 32 school records. So obviously when you're doing the games, you get a chance to sit down and talk with these guys. And he's extremely competitive. Now, a lot of guys in the sport are competitive. I mean, I think that can be an overused word. But to your point and what you're saying, you know, you're right. You know, he doesn't care who he has out there. It's not one of those, oh, give me more weapons. It's like, I'm going to make do with the weapons that I have. And he continued from that. Again, it would have been interesting, and I'm sure they're glad it didn't happen if Garoppolo was gone and Purdy did have to take over early on in the season if there would have been this much success. But he's a very confident guy, and confidence is great, but you still have to go execute on the field. He's also it's kind of a balancing act, Dan, because you got to give Brock Purdy all the credit in the world. But while we're throwing roses, let's also understand that the three touchdowns, his wide receivers had at least a 5-yard cushion. He was throwing to wide open receivers. Now, again, that was in a playoff game, and he's thrown well throughout. So before people sit there and say, oh, Golic's trashing this guy, he has done a great job. But you got to give Kyle Shanahan credit. And how about Brian Griese,
yeah,
who's taken over as the quarterback coach there, mm-hmm, as well? And the fact that, You know this, Dan, when we were teammates at ESPN, I mean, the trade deadline in the NFL was just a date. Nobody did anything. Now, Christian McCaffrey and TJ Hockenson have shown, man, you can really make some hay at the trade deadline. So you have McCaffrey, you have Elijah Mitchell, you have Deebo Samuel, you have Brandon Ayuk, who has a career year, and George Kittle. So you now have a pre-snap read for Brock Purdy, who's a smart quarterback, to at least go, okay, I got a couple spots I can go here because I have monster mismatches on the field because of all this talent that's on the field. So it is working hand in hand with the weapons that he has, with the play caller and Shanahan he has, with the quarterback coach he has, and with Brock Purdy himself, who has really, really grabbed a hold of this situation.
He's Mike Golic. He'll be in the booth for the Cowboys and the 49ers, Westwood One Radio Sunday kickoff at 6:30 Eastern. How much of the pregame will you focus on Brett Maher kicking field goals or extra points?
Well, you have to. I go down on the field before every game to talk to players and coaches, and the kickers are the first ones out on the field. So you kind of get their range. You know, it certainly can be windy in San Francisco to see where there are their ranges on both sides. But let me tell you, kickers got to be like golfers. I mean, what a mental side this has to be in this game, and the miss and then miss and then miss and then miss again. You know, I'm not one that says I feel bad for players. We're all on the field. We all are trying to make plays, and we all get embarrassed at times. So, like, I feel bad for the family probably more than the player. But you got to put him back out there. I know they had another kicker in practice, and they were going over, and Brett made 5 of 5, and this other guy made 3 of 5. Brett's going to be the kicker. And you know what? You in the beginning especially, you have to put him out there. You have to say, if you're going to have him on the active roster in the beginning of the game, you have to have the confidence to send him out there and make the kick. So if he goes out there and doesn't make him again, then you rethink a 4th and 3 or a 4th and 4.
I mentioned this in the first hour of the show. How many great quarterbacks are there in the NFL? Like, truly great. Because I don't think the list is as long as people think. I would go, you know, you got Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Rodgers and Brady are emeritus, but they're not great quarterbacks anymore.
Right.
I got Joe Burrow, who is great.
Yes.
I got Josh Allen, who's great. After that, who's great?
Well, I think Justin Herbert wants to jump into that category. I think you look what we have in the AFC side of the playoffs and these young quarterbacks. Wow. The future of that going forward. I think he's the next one that could bust into that category. But I agree more with you than others who say there are 8 to 10. I don't think there are. Truly great. Because you're juggling, you're right, the Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady of how can you not say they're great? But they're not playing their best right now. They're just not. Tom did last year play great, but this year did not. So I'm with you on the smaller amount. I would say that Justin Herbert is the next guy to jump into that. Maybe Jalen Hurts, if he's healthy, proven he's can be the future quarterback of that team. But I'm a big Justin Herbert fan, even though I know a lot of people tear him down a little bit when they keep as they try and keep continuing to build that team around him.
I had somebody compare Dak Prescott. Do you want to guess who they compared Dak Prescott to? Current quarterback.
I'm horrible at guessing. Who was it?
Kirk Cousins.
Really? See, well, I mean, I guess until you get past a certain point, you know, in the playoffs, and we know Dallas hasn't gotten past this point in a while, and Dak is 0-for in this situation in the divisional round. So, you know, until you pass a point, you get compared with those that haven't passed that point as well, while having good stats. So I get it. Kirk Cousins, who, I mean, all year we've doubted Minnesota, right? I mean, but this year seemed different because they were always behind Green Bay, and this year they were in front of Green Bay. But we were always like, you know what, can they get it done? And we always pointed to Kirk Cousins. Quite honestly, their defense isn't very good. While Kirk Cousins worked the business of football better than anybody, I get not having the faith in him. And Dak has to prove for America's team that he can get past this point to get out of that comparison. So I understand it by how far you go.
Give me the surprise this weekend. I don't want to say upset, but because I don't know if Dallas beats the Niners, they're only a 4-point underdog or 3.5 now.
Yeah.
You got an upset or a surprise?
Well, I actually called last week the Giants beating Minnesota. And as you know, it's all about us being right and not the game being right. It's about how good we look. So listen, the Giants, can they lose all three to Philly this year? You know, we went through that. I called the Cincinnati-Baltimore game last week. They had split during the regular season. I think a lot depends on Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts, does he kick all the rust off him? The Giants are hot right now. I think it's going to be very difficult for Jacksonville in Kansas City, though I love what Jacksonville's doing. Talking to Doug Peterson a few weeks ago, the main word for him, he said with his team is trust. And God knows after last year and that debacle with Urban Meyer, the players needed to trust somebody. Yeah. But while I was a former Eagle and I loved being an Eagle and I think they're an unbelievably complete team, Jalen Hurts and the injury, Jalen Hurts and the possible rust, and the way the Giants are playing, they're playing the way you can win in the playoffs. Run, control the ball, and play really good defense. Dexter Lawrence in the middle using his hands is so much fun to watch. I can't believe he and I played the same position, quite honestly. It's unbelievable what he's doing. So while all Eagle fans are saying, Golic is a former Eagle, how the hell can you say this? The Giants are playing well right now, and the Eagles need Jalen to get back up to where he was playing before.
Always great to talk to you. Safe travels. My best to the family. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dan. Good to talk to you.
That's Mike Golic, Westwood One. He'll be in the booth, the Niners and the Cowboys. I like that somebody's, you know, flipping through the dial, and they're used to hearing Golic on ESPN. They're like, wait, what? Good to have him back. But he'll be on the call for the Cowboys and the 49ers. We'll get some phone calls in here. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. We mentioned last hour where we will be with our Super Bowl coverage. We're going to be at Scottsdale Stadium. They gave us the stadium. The Giants, San Francisco Giants, and I do love that ballpark. Spent many afternoon there watching baseball on the hill. Great, great ballpark there. And the San Francisco Giants said, come on in. It's yours for the week. Our first guest on Monday morning, Super Bowl week, is J.J. Watt. Does he bring his son?
Oh, yeah.
I would hope.
Early?
Yeah. you know, you like puppies, you like babies. I mean, it's all about content. Fritzy, could you see if maybe JJ, and he's now retired, brings his wife? She can take care of the baby until he comes on the set, and then he has the baby there.
It's a fabulous idea.
Thank you, Todd. All right. Poll question for hour two, but you're going to recap hour one, Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, Dan, let me recap hour one for you. We had to put it up just on the website. Usually we do it on Twitter and the website, but it was a little wordy, so it's only on the website.
Okay.
Yeah. Least likely headline from the divisional playoff weekend.
Do we want Todd to read them? It's his poll question.
It is his special day.
Do we want him to?
Do we want him?
I tried to when I said least likely. That was mine.
All right, how about you imitate Todd?
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, by the way, I reached out to Darius Rucker last night, and said, you know, I'll have an update here. I'll have an update. How about we take a break here?
I just saw Darius Rucker retired.
No, because Fritzy won the bet. The Dolphins didn't go to the Super Bowl. Fritzy gets to sing two songs. I reached out to Darius last night, and I'll let you know what he had to say about it. Plus, we will update the poll results as well. All of that, plus Deion Sanders, a big score for Deion. He's already showing how valuable he will be at Colorado. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The road to WrestleMania begins at Royal Rumble. 30 men, 30 women compete for championship matches. WrestleMania. Watch Royal Rumble tomorrow live at 8 Eastern 5 p.m. Pacific, every WWE premium live event, only on Peacock, which is where you can also see this show. By the way, Barry from Santa Fe, I think it's, I do what I want, when I want, if I want. I think that's his slogan there.
What a legend.
But that is a great motto to live by, if you can live by that. But that's why Barry is single, because he does what he wants, when he wants, if he wants. Yes, Paul?
Do you guys have any friends that are like well past the marrying age and they're going wire to wire with being single, like high school, college buddies? I got a couple college buddies. I think they're going DiCaprio, and not with his level of options. Mm. They're never getting married. And I think it's a little bit by choice.
Mm.
You find that interesting? I mean, do you have a lot of friends? Do you guys have any friends like that?
No.
None?
I don't think so.
Or friends that...
Well, I don't have that many friends. So, why bring up a sensitive topic?
Too soon?
Yeah, if you start there, I was just trying to run through all my friends and I came up with zero.
My wife will say to me, why don't you go make friends? Like I'm seven.
Like you're going to go to the mall?
I don't know, but she'll go, you know, why don't you go make friends? I go, hon, I don't need friends. You know, I have an audience. They're my friends. I have Danettes. They're my friends. I got the backroom guys. They're my friends. I got Shea and Irving. He's my friend. Yes, yes, Seton.
It couldn't have been more than 72 hours ago that my wife and I were having this conversation, and I made some kind of wise-ass comment about, you know, like, you know, it's called socializing. It's like this thing that people do where they go out and have friends. And she was just like, yeah, and you know what? It's tough to do when you're married to someone who hates everyone. I was like, oh, good point. You're right. I am kind of a, I don't really like them.
But I'm not interested in going out and just sitting down and listening to people. I'm just not.
That's fair.
I would much rather sit downstairs and smoke a cigar and watch TV and not talk to anybody. That's all.
That's like, it's like your friends become the people that you know because of your children.
Yes.
Right? So my buddy Juan, I hang out with him like 2-3 times a week because at soccer practice we'll go get a couple beers while the kids are playing soccer. And you're like, yeah, that's my guy. That's my boy.
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of like what your friend group is. And then it's like, hey, you having a barbecue? Yeah, we'll come over.
But if soccer ended, would you still hang out with him?
Probably less, but we would keep in touch.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, how many friends do you have?
New friends, after college.
Well, okay. At my age, I think if you have three good friends, then that's all you need. Right? Three good friends you can count on.
And you're talking local? Like locally?
It could be anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like my younger brother is my best friend. And if I needed something... he'd be there.
I don't think that counts on the list, though.
Okay. Oh.
Your brothers.
He has to hang out with you.
Those are two of the three that I had on my list. My older brother and my younger brother.
What's the other one? A cousin?
Wow.
What? And my son. What? That's three.
Yeah.
My two brothers and my son.
Yeah. Oh, that's awkward. So maybe I do have to go out and get some friends. Yeah, Seton.
You know, there's like a real study about this. Like people do research on why men don't make friends as they get older and how it like eventually like shrinks down to essentially none.
Oh.
There's real studies about that. It's a thing.
Yeah, Paul.
I think you make your friends grade school, high school, college because you spend massive amounts of hours together. Think about the high school people. You know everything about them and you're still keep in touch with them. Like I know more about my eighth grade friends than the guys down the street. And even though I haven't seen them in decades and decades.
Well, also, when you're in this business, when I was at the mothership, I had ESPN friends. While I worked there, they were friends. But then when I left, we weren't friends. NBC, you had NBC friends. They're called TV friends or radio friends, media friends. And then after that, your relationship was really based on you work with them every day. And it's not that I didn't have great people to work with and be friends with. But once I left, a lot of them didn't feel like, you know, they could stay in contact with me because they were worried. Certainly ESPN, you had that. I had one friend, true friend, and he didn't want to send me a Christmas card. And I saw him years later and I said, hey, no Christmas card. He goes, I just didn't want it to get back to management. I was going to send you a Christmas card. I go, what? Get out of here. But, you know, I think there was paranoia because there was some bad blood. Everything's good now. It's been great.
That seems extreme, though.
Yes, it
that's
does.
An extreme level of
yes,
paranoia.
It is. Yes, yes.
That's checking our mail.
Yeah.
They know our Christmas card list. What
yeah. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, new friends, the new friends I've made have been in this building since I've become an adult.
Well, then those aren't real friends. Just letting you know.
A controlled environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird because I'm in two group chats, and it's both group chats are from high school.
Once we're done with this, nobody's going to stay in touch. Just saying, they're media friends. I mean, I will. I will.
You're a good actor.
Yeah, I am. Yes.
You know, over the years, remember the group of guys and women and men we worked with at DirecTV over the years in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
We worked with them for so long, even though they all live in Los Angeles. If we didn't work together anymore, those are the kind of guys, especially, that I think we would have stuck with and hung out with outside of the building. We spent a lot of time with those people at DirecTV.
Yes, we did.
And
on the road.
I would say those people.
Yes.
I'm curious why Fritzy's been so quiet over the past. I would like to know the last time Fritzy went out for a beer with a friend.
Well, he doesn't drink beer.
Out for a bite to eat or wings.
When's the last time you made a friend, Todd?
My friends, and Scene kind of said it best. I have like 4 or 5 close friends that I grew up with from school and Little League and stuff.
No, I mean a new friend.
But my new friends are my wife's friends' husbands. But we don't really hang out much. When we all get together for a party or, you know, some kind of event or a bar mitzvah or whatever, we're all hanging out. We'll go out to dinner once in a while. But other than that, when I get home, I'll put the TV on. I'll get my pizza or my Chinese food, and I'm fine, like you said, watching TV and relaxing and not having strained conversation with somebody in a restaurant.
Well, it's one thing to say that you don't make friends or don't care to, but then there's also that maybe nobody wants to be
that's
our friends.
Awesome.
Maybe it's us.
Yeah, maybe it's me.
And I like people, and I like making people laugh and everything, but I don't go out of my way to try to get a new circle of friends in the neighborhood so I have someone to hang out with when I'm not with my wife and kids.
Update the poll results there, Seton. Yes, Seton.
Well, I was going to say, it feels like there shouldn't be anything wrong. Like, sometimes you're sort of forced to be friends, like Todd was just saying.
Yeah.
Like, your wife's friend's husband. Well, now you guys are friends.
Yes.
And then it's like, okay, well, why don't you guys go out for beers sometime? It'd be fun. You guys should do that. Or I did that once. We just sat there kind of looking at each other. And we're like, hey, so are we doing two of these or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to do another one? Or nah, let's just call it. Okay.
Okay. Update the poll results, please. And then I'll give you the Darius Rucker text exchange that I had last night.
This is the Todd's poll question that he was very excited about. Leak likely headline from the divisional playoff weekend. Right now, read it and weep. Read it and weep.
Oh,
Keith.
So the
bow out Chiefs, at Arrowhead.
Yeah, Chiefs, that's not going to happen,
that's
according
54%.
To Todd. Okay.
4%.
All right. All right. Darius Rucker had a bet with Fritzy that if the Dolphins went to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl, Darius, what was Darius getting out of this?
I don't know, but that was very brave. That the only thing that I needed was for the Dolphins not to win the Super Bowl.
I think he was going to host the show.
Yes, I think you're right.
I think. And then if the Dolphins didn't get to the Super Bowl, then we came up with the idea, you get to go to a Darius show, and you get to sing 2 songs prior to his concert. So you're the warm-up act, and we suggested 2 Hall & Oates songs.
Correct.
And he agreed to that. Well, I texted him last night to say,
oh, boy.
I said, hey, we're circling the date when you're at Fenway, and Fritzy will open up for you.
Excuse me.
And I got, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, welching on the bet?
It took up 3 lines of him just laughing. And then he said, ask him what 2 songs he would sing. Therefore, Darius can at least be familiar with him. I told him that he doesn't have to sing with you, but I think he might sing with you.
Wow.
These 2 songs.
But the ha 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 means that's not happening. You know, that was a joke. That wasn't a real bet.
But he did remember it, I think.
Yeah, Kiss on My List and Private Eyes were kind of in my wheelhouse.
Those are the 2 songs.
I was kind of leaning towards those two.
All right. I will let him know. Private Eyes and Kiss on My List. Okay.
You Make My Dreams kind of a runner-up to those, because there's a lot to choose from.
Okay. But you're picking 2 that you're going to feel comfortable
singing. I feel good about those 2.
Okay. But Darius did write, yeah, Paul.
That sounds more
like it. That is the laugh by Darius.
Right on.
Yes, Paul.
Hootie and the Oh Fish.
Ooh.
Hootie and the This Blows Fish.
Whoa.
Clean it up.
People may walk out way before Darius gets on stage.
Yeah. By the way, we did the gambling podcast. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, and we recorded that yesterday. Bad Larry lives in New Jersey. Dylan, the graphics guy, is here in the studio. And then we had Shea and Irving, and Shea was in the Bahamas with his wife or roommate, whatever he calls her. He just wasn't sure what day it was. So I called Shea to have him on the gambling podcast, picking the games this weekend. And this is a part of that conversation.
I got here, yeah, today. Okay. Damn it. Wait, yeah, this morning.
Yeah, today's Thursday.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
Have you been drinking?
No. Yes, absolutely. Tequila sunrise for breakfast.
We're on the clock here. We want to make sure we get the prime, Shay.
Before the, yeah, before the ship sails.
Yeah, because I don't know what it's going to look like in a couple of hours. Bad Larry, you okay?
I'm totally fine, Dan. Just got back from Maine. I spent a little time at Water's Edge in Westbrook, Connecticut on our way home.
Okay.
And you didn't even stop
I was in,
by there?
When I come up, we all know I'm
okay, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard this one
before.
Yeah,
we've heard that.
Wait a minute. Well, I got here last night.
Oh, you did?
Wait a minute.
I played ping pong. I got hustled into ping pong. It's all coming back to me.
Okay. So, Shay did mushrooms, and he was drinking, and he forgot that he got there Wednesday night, not Thursday morning. You can hear the entire podcast as the boys pick their games this weekend. Go to danpatrick.com. Big score for Deion Sanders. Got another recruit, the best cornerback in the country, to flip from Miami to Colorado. Now, I don't know how much NIL money they have there. I'm not sure what he's using other than his charisma. And maybe that's what he's doing. But, I mean, that's a big deal. You know, Deion flipping a couple of these recruits. And I don't know, you know, his affiliation with Barstool. Does, you know, Barstool fund this? He's, I think, said all along that that's not the case, even when he was at Jackson State. But if you're Florida State, are you having second thoughts here that you should have hired Deion Sanders? Now, I know at the time he had no coaching experience. And I don't know how much of a coach he is. I think he's basically the figurehead there. He's running everything. It's like Bobby Bowden at Florida State later in his career, that Deion's brought in some great assistant coaches, X's and O's guys. I mean, he's the program. It's him. And he flipped this cornerback who was a five-star recruit and I guess labeled the number one cornerback in the country. And now he's going to Colorado. I don't know how much you, how many you need to turn this around, but you get the feeling that those schools in the Pac-12 are at least aware of what's going on with Deion. And if he's doing it with just sheer charisma, I don't know if they have their committee, their boosters that are going to pony up money there. They've been doing that. But, you know, Colorado football has been irrelevant for a long, long, long time. And they might not be good this year, but they'll be relevant because of him. Now you're going to tune into a game. You're going to how many times do you tune in to watch a coach? But you will with him. You will tune in to watch him. Yeah, see.
It's like instant relevancy with him. Yeah. And he'll get headlines through the whole year.
Yeah.
The whole year.
Win or lose, he'll get headlines.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Paul.
Deion brought in Charles Kelly. He was the associate defensive coordinator at Alabama.
Yeah.
So that's everyone lauded that pick. And Sean Lewis, who was the head coach at Kent State, a very successful team, he's now the offensive coordinator. So he brought in some high-end people right off the bat.
Yeah. And, you know, people are going to tune in and see, oh, is he worth this? Or, oh, my God, they are good. Or they're competitive. Because, man, it's been a long time with Colorado football. I mean, you go back to, you know, Bill McCartney. Yeah, Paul.
I just love the idea, and I don't know if this is how it works. You know, when Brian Kelly of LSU walks into a mom and dad's living room, I'm sure they're very impressed. He was at Notre Dame and stuff like that. But if you're like a 48-year-old dad and mom, and Deion Sanders walks into your living room, that is a NFL living legend walking in. I don't know if that could be overstated. And, you know, parents do have influence over their kids. I know there's NIL and the pros, but to get a kid to go to Colorado over Miami at this juncture is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because Miami has the NIL money, so they could probably match whatever.
Yes, Marv.
And Deion's one of those guys that transcends sports. My grandmother is almost 80. She knows who Deion Sanders is.
Yeah.
So, Oh, that was it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, just leave it out there.
I thought there was a big payoff there.
Yeah, when Prime comes walking in and sits down next to...
Yeah. Oh, he's going to have it all going on. Going to have the shades on. Going to, you know, he's going to be Prime when he walks in. And when he gets rolling, oh, my God, look out. Because he gets into that motivational speaker mode. And he's going to be chopping some things up there. Yeah, Marv.
In Urban Dictionary, when they talk about he's him, Deion Sanders is the photo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Himothy.
Himothy.
Himothy. Couple of phone calls in here. Andrew in Washington. Andrew, thanks for holding. What do you have for me today?
Well, Dan, happy Meat Friday to you and the Danettes, and thanks for taking my call. Real quick, yesterday's poll question I was more into than today's, and so I think that the best opening that the NFL has right now for Sean Payton is the Carolina Panthers, of course. The NFC South is the worst division. They have Frank Luvu, Brandon Burns, J.C. Horn on the defense, D.J. Moore, and the rookie quarterback contract and Matt Corral, and then 7 picks in the first 5 rounds this year. So welcome Sean Payton. I just think it's a matter of time. Anyways, I'm surprised that, you know, we can't get to the Pacific Northwest on Seton's trip, but I get it. It's way out of the way. And on that note, I do have a stat of the day for the weekend.
All right, here we go.
LSU's third-ranked women's basketball team, 19, was their lucky number in last night's win. It was a program record 19th win in a row, and Angel Reese had 19 rebounds to give her a team record time 19 straight double-doubles. That's your stat of the day.
A little numerology there for Fritzy. Is that Kim Mulkey? She's now on LSU?
Sure.
After she left Baylor? Jay in Missouri. Hi, Jay. What's on your mind today?
Time, long time.
Yeah.
5'9", 195.
All right.
Thank you. I'm calling from St. Joseph, Missouri, the summer training camp home of the Kansas City Chiefs, the next Super Bowl winner. I am suggesting that Seton stay off of I-80. The Des Moines to Lincoln, there's still people stranded there from last winter. You don't want to be there in February, dude.
Not true. That's actually not true.
That factually is not true, Jay. That is not true. But okay, Seton, so there you go. That's just a heads up there.
I mean, you don't know that for sure, though.
I don't know that. He doesn't know. No, no.
The problem is that we have... the University of Nebraska athletic department has been awesome to us.
They have over the years.
I kind of wanted to roll through there and say what's up.
Okay.
But is that worth getting stranded for nearly a calendar year over?
Well, I got to have you in Arizona.
You do?
Yes. Yeah. I don't need the French kid, but I need you. But you're a package deal. You're Thelma and Louise going through the heartland of America. Yes, Bonnie.
Any chance you could pop into Omaha and see Warren Buffett and maybe say hello to him?
Uncle Warren.
That would be lovely.
And then we could do our impersonation of his laugh, don't we?
Well, Dan, you know. It's Uncle Warren.
He's going to buy our show and close it down. Yeah. Yeah. Just made a purchase, the Dan Patrick Show. I bought it for $9. I'm going to shut it down.
It's funny. It's penny stock.
And we have a dog named Penny.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
See ya!
Listen. listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the big story going into the 49ers-Cowboys matchup, obviously the game, but then the subplot is their kicker, Brent Maher. He's still their kicker. And here's his head coach letting him know that he's got confidence in him.
It doesn't take anything away from, you know, our trust in Brett. I just think, you know, it's part of the responsibility. Player acquisition's a 365-day. This is nothing out of the norm.
Okay. Let's try to make it as normalized as possible. You know, don't bring it up. Don't go, oh, my God, hey, congratulations, you made one. In practice, you know, warm-ups prior to the game. By the way, I got something for you. The best odds to score a touchdown this weekend, of all of the players, which player has the best odds to score a touchdown? This according to DraftKings. Paulie?
I will go, man. Christian McCaffrey?
No. Todd?
Diggs.
Bloop.
Yeah.
Bloop.
Whoa. How about that?
Stephon Diggs has the best odds. Then it's Miles Sanders, Jalen Hurts, Christian McCaffrey, and Travis Kelce are tied. A little bit of a surprise there. What do you think? The quarterback, according to DraftKings, who will have the most passing yards this weekend. Marvin, I'll start with you.
Comeback player of the year, Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes. No, he's seventh on the list. Paulie.
Weirdly, I'm going to go Trevor Lawrence.
He is eighth on the list. He's last. So weirdly, you're incorrect.
Once he's losing?
Seton.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy is fourth on the list. Todd?
I could picture Josh Allen lighting
bloop,
it up.
Bloop, no bloop, way. What is going on
here? I'm all
here
about the Bills.
Did you see this information?
I have not. I just see Josh Allen throwing for a lot of
Josh
yards.
Josh Allen, and then it's Patrick Mahomes, Dak, and then it's Brock Purdy. Kind of surprising there.
Trevor Lawrence was not the...
No, he was not. Well, let me check one more time. Kyle Shanahan. What did Kyle Shanahan talk about? The rest. That, you know, the 49ers got a few more days of rest than the Cowboys did. They didn't have to travel. Here's Kyle Shanahan.
I think it can be an advantage. Sometimes it can be a disadvantage. So I know the obvious ones that, you know, you get less rest, less time to recover. You know, I love having more time and stuff, but man, sometimes you feel like you can't play those Thursday night games and you get to it and your team is just off the wall because they haven't slowed down at all. And by this time, I don't think it is about recovery. It's about detail and it's about executing and it's about playing at a high level. Once you get to games, especially in the playoffs, that recovery, I mean, people forget about pretty quickly. And I mean, just watching the Rams last year, I mean, they beat the Cardinals as good as anyone. And then they flew all the way to Tampa and I think they were up 28-0 at halftime. So I don't think it means anything.
All right. There was another piece of sound that I thought was interesting. The Giants say they're going to test Jalen Hurts' shoulder. Here is Julian Love, defensive back, on Tiki and Turney on CBS Radio.
Obviously, we're all competitors, and no matter how dinged up we are in this situation, you want to be the guy to go. But, I mean, we're definitely going to test him out and see, you know, how good he's actually feeling. He makes their offense go. He's a talented player. Like you said, he's playing an MVP pace all year, and he's going to have to earn it. I mean, that's as simple as I could put it. You know, whether he's hurt or not, whether he's feeling it or not, yeah, he's going to have to earn everything he gets because that's our approach going into this week.
Okay. Is that targeting? You're targeting his shoulder. Is it bulletin board material? I mean, you know, there's a bounty out for, you know, quarterbacks every weekend. They don't say it anymore. They used to say it, and then they used to pay out, hey, here's $50 for the guy who takes him out. Yeah, Seton.
Isn't this kind of one of those things, though, that's common knowledge but never said out loud?
Yeah.
Like, every former player talks about it, but current players usually avoid it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, everybody knows that they do that.
Yes. I would.
Yeah.
If you have a tender ankle, all right. Now, am I going to twist it? I'm gonna hit you. You know, make sure when I tackle you, see how it feels when you get up. Listen to what, you know, your if you say anything, you grunt, groan, any of that stuff. But yeah, I mean, but I can't have a bounty out for him. But are we going to target him? Sure. Yeah, Todd.
It just doesn't have to be and shouldn't be verbalized. Do what you want to do, and you know someone's got a certain kind of injury, and you're going to go after it. But I don't care what question you're being asked. There's a way you can dodge that without it looking like you're trying to injure somebody and knock them out of the game. It's an unspoken thing, and don't give the other team any extra bulletin board material.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
By the way, speaking of Todd, here's Jeff in Pennsylvania. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Just wanted to call and let Fritzy know that he lost his pie to the face bet with Rich Eisen for who would have the better record, Raiders or Broncos. And he also lost my surprise pie to the face bet for the Broncos finishing last in the AFC West.
Wow.
Maybe you can let a guest at the Super Bowl deliver that surprise pie.
Wow.
But Fritzy, have fun with that pie anxiety or pie anxiety. So instead of let's ride, how about let's pie and suck it, Broncos fans?
Oh, hey. Wow.
Now it's getting personal.
Jeff, maybe we have a guest pyre.
A little extra sauce on that.
But
suck it.
Didn't we do that with Jim Harbaugh at the Super Bowl? J.J. Watt did it as well at the Super Bowl. Maybe you pick who you want to give you a pie to the face.
Well, didn't J.J. Watt almost bust Seton's like eardrum?
Yes, he did.
You got to be a little more gentle than that. He could have like been deaf in one of his ears from that thing.
He could have.
Yeah, deaf from pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I didn't turn my head, my nose would have absolutely been just shattered.
Well, when Michael Irvin did it to me, Mike stiff-armed me and, you know, drew blood. It was like, you know, Mike, you just push the pie in your face. You don't smash somebody's face. Like, damn, that hurt, Mike. Come on. Yes, Todd.
And if our previous caller really did his homework and he wants to stick it to me, I did say Drew Locke was going to throw 19 touchdown passes. So there's a whole collection
of
things.
Three pies.
So I guess there's three involved.
All right. So it was Tupai Shakur. Now it's three pies.
The pie-fecta. Look at that. Snuck it in before the break.
Final hour on this Meat Friday coming up. Oh, more humor like that. Oh, no, we want you to stay.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.